And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Game Notes, your Utah Jazz podcast on the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm Dave DeFore. That staticky noise you just heard is Tony Jones. Tony, are you there?
I am here.
All right. So we are recording this right as the big Kings-Pacers trade just happened. And we're talking about how the Pacers really just kind of swindled the Kings. And man, Domantas Sabonis going to the Kings. Fantastic for me because now it means I can watch the Pacers again. Tony, Justin Holiday was in this deal. That was a guy that in the original iteration of this podcast that I messed up Sunday night, so it didn't come out. In the original version, we said, hey, Justin Holiday is a guy that the Utah Jazz should be looking at. Maybe the Pacers might want to move him. Well, they just did. Maybe the Kings would move him. It's trade season, Tony.
It is definitely trade season. It is definitely.
How you like that open?
I'm in shock on this King trip. I'm just in shock with this King trade.
What? Why? It's the Kings. Why are you shocked?
I'm in shock. I can't believe they did what they just did. I can't believe they traded Tyrese Haliburton. I can't believe it.
I can believe it. Because it's the Kings. This is what they do. They got Domantas Sabonis, who is a fine player. I just don't find him aesthetically pleasing to watch. Not my kind of game.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, Sabonis is a good player, right? Like, he's a
good player. All-star.
He's a double-double waiting to happen.
He might be able to be your third best player, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, he absolutely does not defend the paint.
Nope.
He doesn't stretch the floor at a high level. Like, he can make some shots.
Right.
But he doesn't stretch it at a high level. And, you know, so, you know, basically what you have is a guy who, there's so many layers. Let's go through layer by layer. Number one, he's a big. And unless you're at the Embiid, Jokic, Gobert, Cat level, those guys just aren't really that, you know, impactful. Bam Adebayo. I mean, so there's, you know, so that they don't impact winning like that.
Right.
You traded him for one of the best young point guards in the NBA. Tyrese Haliburton.
Hold on.
He is one of the best young point guards in the NBA.
Okay, one of the best, 20? There's a lot of good young point guards. He's pretty good.
In his second season.
He's a good player. He's going to be a better player.
Oh, he's terrific. He's terrific.
I mean, look, I will say that I think Tyrese Haliburton, I mean, he may one day be the third best player on a good team, right? Like, I don't think he's a star.
I think he's a potentially elite level point guard. You're looking at it from okay.
And I like him a lot.
He's sharing the ball with Fox. He's sharing the ball with David. I mean, they had a million point guards over there. He's got a fight Buddy Hill, and he's still carving out stats.
I don't know if he can be the high usage creating off the dribble guy that you have to be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he could put the ball in his hands.
I don't know every about possession. That. Tony.
Absolutely.
I don't know if his pull-up game is enough for the modern NBA. Now, that being said, he's already
such a good pick and roll player.
He's fine. I mean, he's good in pick and roll, yeah. But anyway, he's already a great connector. which is like good basketball teams need those guys already. So you know what he is already. And I actually think like Sabonis is a better player than he is right now. But Haliburton, I think, has a higher ceiling. We agree there?
I think Haliburton.
At least he can elevate your team's ceiling a little bit just because guards are more valuable.
I think Haliburton has a chance to be all NBA.
Okay, well, this is a lot of Haliburton talk, and he's not going to be going to Utah because I don't think. Okay. I don't think he's gettable.
Let's just unwrap our minds around.
Yeah. Who's going to Utah, Tony? Tell me. You have the scoops.
Well, we got to wait and see. We got to wait and see. I mean, the Josh Richardson is still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though reports say that
I think he's just out there,
jumping in on that.
Look, Gary Harris is the guy I think in the original version of this podcast that I brought up, but I think he's going to wind up being a buyout guy. So, Utah might actually have some options, man.
So you're on the Gary. You like Gary Harris. Do you like Aaron Gordon? Eric Gordon. I'm sorry.
I mean, I like Eric Gordon a lot, but how does Utah swing that?
Well, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be a one-for-one deal.
And you're adding another small guard? I don't like it, Tony.
And Kendrick Williams is out there.
Now, Kendrick Williams I like a lot. And that's the, sort of
if you are the Jazz,
du jour.
If you're the Jazz and OKC asks for Joe Ingles in a first-round pick, are you giving that first round pick?
Probably. Because I think they need to take a swing at it. This is a year where you should take a swing. You got to. It's too wide open. There is no perfect team, Tony. Milwaukee, without Brooke Lopez, they're vulnerable. The Nets are a mess. Who even knows if James Harden? By the time we finish this podcast, James Harden could be traded. So And the West, we know what happens with Chris Paul in the playoffs often, okay? And Draymond is – I'm not going to say he's iffy yet, but if we get to mid-March and he's still not back and playing, then you got to start saying, well, what's up with Draymond? Do you trust Memphis, a team that young, to be able to duplicate what they're doing now in the playoffs? I don't know. I think if you're Utah, you should say, yeah, man, I can get – Kendrick Williams for Joe Ingles' contract in a first. Okay, let's go. He's better than the guy that you would draft with that draft pick, right? And then packaging that pick, like who's available this summer that you might get with, if you package that pick, that's going to be better than him. I just don't know that there's a better option out there. So that would be my favorite get for them, honestly, because he's young too. It's not like, this is a guy that could be there for a while.
So what's Phoenix's weakness?
They could use more help on the wing. And, that's really all I'd worry about with them.
So I have one very specific thought about Phoenix that –
I mean, injuries are the other calculus here that I'm not mentioning. But
I have one specific thought about Phoenix that I like for the Jazz. And this specific thought with Phoenix is – that if the Jazz and Phoenix were to get into a series, it's two teams that play the exact same style of basketball. Pick and roll on one side, a lot of drop on the other. So the Jazz wouldn't have to alter the way they play in any way for Phoenix to play against Phoenix.
Theoretically.
So that in that case, in that sense, it comes down to a kind of a 3-on-3 like series. It comes down to whether Mike Conley can outplay Chris Paul. It comes down to whether Donovan Mitchell can outplay Devin Booker. And it comes down to whether Rudy Gobert can outplay DeAndre Ayton. But the style of play, a series with Phoenix would allow the Jazz to play their style of play as good as Phoenix is. And Phoenix, to me, is the best team in the league this year.
Yeah, so, they have been.
That's, for instance, I don't think Golden State is as good a team as Phoenix. But if the Jazz had to face Golden State in the playoffs, they would have to alter their style of play. And they would have to deal with a lot of style, a lot of the style of play that sent them home in previous seasons, which is, you know, they'd have to deal with a switching defense offensively. They'd have to, you know, deal with a lot of small ball elements and a lot of shooting and a lot of shooting and a lot of off the dribble stuff defensively. It would be, to me, it would be a tougher matchup for the Jazz.
Right.
And by the look on your face, you don't agree that Golden State's not as good as Phoenix.
Oh, no. I think Golden State healthy is every bit as good as Phoenix. They just haven't been healthy in a long time. I mean, look at what Klay is doing. Like, Klay is this calculus that we didn't even have at the beginning of the season when we were all raving about the Golden State Warriors,
like,
right?
Listen, I don't think there's a separator. Like, I think they're both on the same.
They're both on the same level. Sure. They're top tier team, right? Like that's the two best teams in the West. And then you've got Memphis and Utah right underneath. Now, I think Utah, just you lean toward the experience and you say they're likely better than Memphis is, but Memphis is hot. And we can't discount that because basketball, as much as people try to put it on a spreadsheet, there are a lot of emotions involved in the sport. So I think that stuff does matter a little bit.
Memphis to me is interesting because they're the most collectively athletic team in the league. They're not afraid of anybody, and I don't see a specific weakness for them.
Well, shooting is a big issue for them.
I don't know.
They've got shooting.
Desmond Bain is an elite level shooter. John Moran is a better shooter than he was last year. When Dylan Brooks is back, that Dylan Brooks shoots the basketball.
Jaren Jackson is having his worst shooting year from three, right? Like, yeah. I mean, it's an aberration to a certain degree, and maybe they regress or, you know, to their norm. But right now they've got some shooting issues. That's their glaring weakness is the shooting. And John Morant's defense.
I think they can get one more shooter.
Like in the playoffs, that'll be an issue.
They can get one more shooter, but I think – like they have a level of length and athleticism that is just simply uncommon in the NBA team.
Sure. But they're the team that I think is Utah's competition on the wing market. Like if somebody can go get Kendrick Williams, Memphis could. I mean, they have assets. They have all these young guys.
Yeah, they have assets.
They have, overlapping assets too. Like they have bigs that they can move. Like they actually have guys and picks. So, I mean, when I'm looking at the market, I'm thinking, okay, well, who are the Jazz up against? Like, who are the people that are looking? Phoenix is looking. Phoenix has some pieces they could move. Memphis is looking. I mean, who else is looking for a wing, Tony? It's a wing league.
I mean, it might be more expensive than
we're thinking to get Kendrick Williams.
So, in that case, you're absolutely putting in a first-round pick.
Yeah. Now, we don't know because the market, it's going to be all over the place. I will say that. A lot of teams are making moves for financial reasons. Number one, that's the only way you can explain some of the stuff Portland's doing. I would argue Indiana might have a little bit of that too. I haven't looked at the numbers on this trade, but I suspect there's some money there being saved. So that's another sort of curveball here. Is that there are going to be teams that are like, okay, we got to get off this guy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
But I don't, I mean, Tony, I do think that it's going to cost them something to upgrade. I mean, it's just going to, you just don't get to do that for free unless you're the Lakers. My thinking here is, Tony, that they there's a couple of spots that they could upgrade. Like Jordan Clarkson, they could upgrade there. That might be a spot they can upgrade. I'm just not sure that this wing exists for them. Like they just may not have the assets.
Because there's some things I like about Williams. Like I like the shooting. I like the length and the size.
I mean, I
like
being able to have a guy who can defend that's, you know, aside from Royce O'Neal, I think helps.
Right.
You know, we talked a little bit about Josh Richardson. Now, theoretically, that's a guy that makes a little bit of sense because he will at least shoot, even if he doesn't make it, you know, a ton. And he can, in theory, guard. But I watched him get cooked in Dallas at the point of attack, man. And I just don't know. I mean, he's an upgrade on what you got, but then what? The trade-off for offense, is that worth it? I don't know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You know, if you're the Jazz, do these moves that have been made, do they pressure you to make a move more? Or do they pressure you to not make a move?
I mean, do you think that they feel pretty good about their team when they're fully healthy? I mean, let's say your six guys are Donovan, Rudy, Mike Conley, Boyan, Rudy Gay, Royce O'Neal. That's your six guys. Okay. You need two more guys, right?
Right. I mean, you still have Jordan Clarkson there.
Yes.
And you still have Daniel House, theoretically.
Right. But those are the spots where, I mean, another guy on the wing who can play some defense would be a huge upgrade. Unless Jordan Clarkson can, you know, play like he did last year.
So, I mean, it definitely looks like they need some help on the wing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same team that it's been for a few years now, right? Like, this is not news. I bet if we went through this podcast since I joined it and counted all the times I said wing, we could make a single episode of just me saying wing. I just don't know that guy's out there, though.
So is Kendrick Williams that guy?
If you could get him. I think so. I think he's a good fit. I think that for all the reasons we talked about, he's a good fit. He can go guard that guy a little bit. Then you've got him and Royce. So it's easier to hide Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley when you do have to start switching. You can scram switch a little bit better with two guys out there.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, but the competition for him is going to be too much, I think. What's your prediction here, Tony? Let's make a prediction. Let's make a prediction. I personally don't think Utah is going to pull off a trade that adds a rotation piece. I don't think it's going to happen. And it's not because they're not going to try. I mean, obviously they are trying. I just think that they're not going to have the assets to compete.
So they can't, you don't think they can get Richardson?
I don't think he's a difference maker, but I mean, yeah, I guess probably. I mean, Boston's definitely got him in every rumor. So yeah, he's probably gettable. What do you, I mean, you know, if you can get him for nothing, like if you can add a player for Joe Ingles' contract, all right, great. Now you've added a guy who can at least go out there and eat minutes. But you're talking about a guy who's going to come in and be a difference maker?
I think we're looking at Josh Richardson differently. I think Josh Richardson helps the Jazz. because he does the things that the Jazz specifically need.
I think he has a reputation for doing the things that they need, but I just think that the evidence suggests he doesn't do it at the level that they need it at.
Oh, I think he guards. I think he absolutely guards. Now the question is, can he guard without sacrificing shooting? And that's the big question.
And by the way, Utah's system, it's not like he'll be shooting contested shots. He'll have open looks. So maybe it works out great. I don't know. It's better than doing nothing. I'll say that. I think we probably both agree there. But I hope they're tampering with Gary Harris right now. That's my personal take. Tamper with Gary Harris. Yes, man. You saw the difference that he made for that Nuggets team. You saw that firsthand. But
is he the same guy as that Gary?
He's been pretty good this year. Not off the charts, but he's certainly, to me, if he's available on a buyout, I mean, definitely get him because it's a buyout. But if you could not give up too much for him and trade for him, try him out the rest of the year. I don't know, man. He's been pretty good, but he's playing in Orlando. Nobody's seeing it.
Well, and that's the thing with Gary Harris, right? Like
he's playing in Orlando.
He's playing in Orlando.
Yeah.
And B, you know, I mean, he lost his game for a good 18 months. So
injuries,
the numbers
man.
Suggest that he's like kind of getting his game back, mm-hmm. but you know, is it real? Like, is he at the level that he was in Denver when Denver let him go, when Denver traded him?
I don't know.
Because that Gary Harris can help the Jets.
Sure. I mean, he might be healthier than he was in the bubble.
And I have major durability concerns with Gary Harris. He's always...
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, trade Donovan Mitchell and build around Gary Harris. But if you can tamper with him and get him on a buyout, yeah, why not?
Do the Kings want to keep Justin Holiday?
That's a question. See, who knows what the Kings are going to do? If you had asked me if the Kings wanted to keep Tyrese Halliburton, I would have said, well, yeah, of course. So if Justin Holiday was gettable, that's a guy that I think fits extremely well. He can really guard. He can shoot. He's a ball mover. I mean, he's perfect for what Utah does.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he can guard twos and three. Like, I mean, he does okay against Paul George and Kawhi. Not, you know, nobody guards those guys, but he does okay.
No, he does okay. And, you know, like you said, he's a ball mover and, you know, just the ability to knock down shots. That's a big draw with him. It should always be a big draw with him.
Yeah. So I guess let's go ahead and wrap this up, and we'll plan to be back when the Jazz make a trade, hopefully on Thursday. So yeah, we'll come back. If they make a trade, we'll come back. We'll at least give it 15 minutes, break it down, talk it out, and all that. Otherwise, we'll be back next week with another episode of Game Notes here on the Athletic Podcast Network.
Game Notes.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.